Podcasting can be such a lonely form of creating. But today's guest talks about how she started podcasting, her journey from being on stages and being in front of people to then going into podcasting and discovering just the power that is podcasting. Karen is such a bright light, and I love her approach to really this understanding that when we are working together and not in competition, we are all rising together. Karen also launched a podcast network based on these principles, and I love her approach to everybody getting together to help each other, to raise each other up, and really providing value for our listeners. That it's not about the numbers, it's about creating that quality over quantity. Join me in welcoming Karen to the podcast. Welcome to the Listeners to Leads podcast, where we're helping podcasters launch and maintain lead-generating shows. I'm your host, Alicia Galati, the founder of Galati Media, a full-service podcast management agency. On this show, you'll hear my guests and I discuss everything that it takes to launch a successful podcast and keep it running. If you're ready to get leads, land speaking gigs, and create a deeper connection with your audience through your podcast, then this is the show for you. Hello, Karen. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. I'm very excited to chat with you. If you could start by telling everyone who you are, what you do, and about your podcast.
Awesome. Well, my name's Karen Roberts and I'm over the pond currently. I'm in London in the UK and I've recently become an empty nester. So I'm now a digital nomad thanks to my podcast. So I've been podcasting for just over 3 years now, and I really sort of fell into it. I come from a completely different industry, the fitness world. So I owned my own fitness studio for 8 years in Portugal. Yeah, I was used to being in front of people and motivating and inspiring them. So I suppose the next logical step, as I was getting older, you know, how long could I continue such a physically demanding job? I thought, well, motivational speaking would be the next logical step. I no longer have to get sweaty. I can still have fun with it. I'm still motivating people. But I didn't have a program to sell. I didn't come from the online world. So I took what I call the easy route, which I thought that was the easy route at the time, selling high ticket affiliate programs for other people. I'm very good at bigging up other people. And I was doing really well with it, you know, consistent 5-figure months. And then it was shut down overnight. And I thought, oh, never again will I put all my energy and focus into building someone else's dream. And I wanted to go back to, you know, I think a lot of us entrepreneurs, sometimes we think we should do some things. And I thought I should go back to my sort of roots of health and wellness. And I was just launching a speaking career and doing live events on, weirdly, the ketogenic diet and fasting for health, you know, completely different to what I do now. And then, of course, COVID hit. So like many out there, I'm sure listening, had to, you know, the latest word became pivot. You know, I had to pivot and I put on an online summit, not for profit, but just to try and, you know, lift people's spirits. And I was just interviewing other coaches from either physical, mental or spiritual perspective. And I loved it. I just, you know, it was right up my street because I'm curious about why people are doing what they're doing and how they got there and their story. And so I was actually approached to have a weekly radio show, which I just said yes to, because again, I think as entrepreneurs, we just say yes and then figure it out as we go. And from that, I launched my own podcast. So my podcast originally was called A Coffee with Karen, A Cup of Positivity with Just a Sprinkling of Woo Woo. And I purely interviewed other coaches and therapists, yeah, from a conventional background all the way to very woo woo, you know, and all in between. But my business was just really disjointed. Well, I wasn't really clear on what I was going to do with it. I was just doing it because I was having fun. I was enjoying it. but everything was very, very disjointed. I've just found that a lot of the coaches that I was speaking to, they were using it as a platform. I was just sharing a space for them to showcase what they did, but they were struggling to get clients. And I thought, well, you know, none of you lot are in competition. You know, I don't believe in competition because everybody had their unique, maybe audience or unique what it was they were helping people do. And they all had different tools in their toolbox. And I thought, guys, why don't we collaborate more? So I wanted to create a directory for people, for the public to come and find the right fit for them. Because, you know, we don't know what we don't know. You might think you need help with this thing, but maybe first you need to deal with this more on a mindset issue first. And then literally, you know, it's funny how some things happen that 10 days after I'd sort of announced this idea of creating a directory, didn't know how I was going to do it. The owner of the radio station said, I'm packing it in when your contract runs out. So do you want it? And I went, well, hey, yeah, now we've got a platform. But it didn't quite work out because radio is limited, right? Because once that show's gone, it's gone. So I also launched a podcast network. So the podcast network is called Raising Vibrations, Changing the World One Vibration at a Time. So it was just to give my clients, give people more of a platform that's suitable for them. So that's really how I fell into it. And then we've just been sort of tweaking it as we go, as I'm sure many do. It didn't start with a very clear strategy. And I suppose that's what we try to do now is like, okay, hindsight's a wonderful thing, right? We can look mm-hmm. back and go, right, if you set it up with the end in mind, it's so much easier. And actually, in my opinion, I don't know about you, I'm sure you feel the same, that this is a fantastic medium and it's the most fun way of driving your business.
Yes, I love that so much. I'm curious because you're the second person that I've interviewed recently that had a more front and center doing more in-person type of things and then moved to either podcasting or virtual events. And so I'm curious, as someone who is very introverted, would rather be on my little, you know, couch behind me and be comfortable reading a book rather than being around anybody. Like I'm very much of an introvert. I'm a homebody. I feel safest at home. So that's where I like to be. And so the idea of like going and being in front of people, like I've spoken, I've done speaking events, but I don't like doing them at all. They are a lot of effort. How did that, do you think that how kind of prepared you for what getting in front of a microphone, or did it feel different, or were there maybe some struggles as you were kind of going from in person into, oh, wait, I got to say this a different way because I'm in front of a microphone?
A very different. You know, I've got to say my first big speaking event that was in London in 2019. So just before COVID and the lockdown. And I can honestly say, as someone who's very used to being up on stage in front of people for 25 years, you know, for a quarter of a century. But the people that I was in front of was also jumping around like me, right? Completely different to just getting up on stage and talking to people who are sitting there looking at you. And I can honestly say it was the most petrifying experience, I would say, of my entire life. I've never been so scared and I didn't expect that. I really wanted to just run out the room. You know, I'm there. A lot of the speakers were very experienced. And I was just thinking, oh, my goodness, what have I done? Who do I think I am? And so I would say the switchover was very, very easy. Like you say, I think for a lot of people, speaking on stage might be petrifying. But for people who are more introverted, this is a very safe way of doing it. You know, I don't go live. And I say to people, you know, you don't have to go live. There's no pressure. You know, you can edit if things happen, because things do when you're working from home, right? The Amazon driver knocks at your door. You know, life happens. So the switchover for me was, I just found it so much simpler, so much less pressure. Mm. So it was a lot easier to sort of continue with it. when the whole dynamic of what you're going to say, I mean, when you're on stage, you've got to prepare a whole signature talk and you've got to know it. Whereas with this, we're purely having a conversation. So again, I think that takes a lot of pressure off of people. People who are thinking about starting a podcast, it's like, guys, relax. You don't have to prepare anything. You know your stuff. Just use it in a more of a conversational way. And I think people react better to that because it's raw. Yet they can tell whether you've practiced a speech. Whereas this is completely different. You're just, as long as you have your structure there on how you're going to structure your content for your podcast, it's just a lot easier for you to just go and do it. Because like I say, you don't have to remember anything. You're just talking.
Yeah. I love podcasting, obviously. Like every time that I'm on here and I'm talking to someone, I get so excited about it. It's clear in my voice that this is a topic that I enjoy. And I think that really does come through with podcasting more than other mediums. And you mentioned radio, right? And so there are so many regulations to what you can and what you can't say on public radio or TV or even at an event where someone else is running it, right? Or you're a guest speaker. Whereas with podcasting, there's no real rules, right? You can do or say kind of what you want. And so I think that really helps us because we're not worried about, oh, am I going to say this wrong? Or is someone going to take this the wrong way? They probably are. And that's okay. That is all right. I recently posted on Threads. I don't care for it that much, but it's fine. People are over there. And I had a thought. I was like, you know, I want to post that people should not start podcasts and kind of this like very and like, okay, here's why. Do these things first, be clear on these things first. And like, it was a whole thread. And some person took what that initial thing that said, don't launch that podcast and put it on someone's, like shared it to someone's post who they had launched a podcast and said, this guy would, first of all, I'm not a guy. Okay. First of all, this guy, right? You know, obviously just look at the profile picture. It's pretty clear. This guy would have told you to not stop. So kudos to you or something like that. And I was like, bro, like, what? Are you kidding me? So people will always take, even with the best of intentions that you might put forward, they're going to take things wrong. But podcasting allows you to show up without having to worry, for the most part, of people giving you that feedback because you're not going to see it. They're either going to share it with someone, you're not going to see that share. They're going to share it with their friends, you're not going to see that. You're going to get those messages of people who have been impacted by what you're saying, who have had those life-changing moments, and that is what it's about, right? It's about actually making a difference in people's lives with what we're talking about and being able to kind of take people from where they are to where they want to be. And so I love that you also support people with that. I mean, I tend to work with business owners who are creating messages that make a difference. You're working with the ones who are more woo. So I love that. With creating this podcast network, what kind of was your idea going in of like filtering people through or deciding, is this person the right kind of person for this network? Or what does that process kind of look like?
Yeah, well, I wanted it really to be quite broad because, like I said, the original idea was having a directory for people to come and find the right fit. So, and I suppose with the launch of the podcast originally, the reason it said with just a sprinkling of woo-woo was to not put people off because for some people it's sort of black and white. You either are or you're not. And I wanted to introduce some aspects. You know, I mean, what do we call woo-woo? You could call the law of attraction woo-woo. You could even call certain mindfulness a little bit woo-woo. You know, to me it's not, but it was more the idea was to sort of drip feed some information. You know, if you've not heard of shadow work or inner child work, well, you might be interested, you know, listen to the person. Because again, what I find is I can create an idea of what I think somebody does by the bio they send me or the website that they, because some copywriter has written this copy and it might be completely different to when I get them on and actually ask them questions and they share, exactly what it is they do and what is the sort of big promise that they offer people, and maybe their, you know, what their process is. By the end of the podcast, I've got a completely different idea of what it is they do. And so the idea was to do that, to just, you know, for somebody who's got this in their head that a mindset coach does XYZ, and then when this particular person comes on and shares, it might even shift the belief in the listener. And I think that's the beauty of what podcasts do. It allows you to show up as your authentic self. And it might be something that you do, or some tool that you use to do that, or if it's hypnosis or something different, that they're getting to shift the belief in the listener for them to think, I never thought of it like that. Oh, well, that actually sounds interesting to me. I resonate with that part of it. Maybe I should just sort of explore this a little bit more. So it's giving the guest or the host, you know, because it's the same process regardless, it gives them the opportunity to expand their audience, sort of increase the influence in a way, and sort of open it up for maybe some people that have never even thought of looking at that particular thing that they do, to go, oh, maybe that would work for me. And so that's where it came from. And I wanted to just sort of offer all sorts, you know, from the more executive business people to the, I don't know, the psychics or whatever, so that there's a bigger platform for them to go, oh, that would suit me. Or actually, my brother might be interested in that, and to collaborate more, really, because, you know, I know what it's like starting a podcast by myself. And the whole idea of the network was like, my friends on Facebook are probably sick of hearing about what I do. But hey, this person who's got a show today, they might be interested in that topic. And that, and the same thing for everybody else. So I suppose it was more about having a collaborative approach, and to realize that we've all got different audiences, and especially on social media, they might not be interested in what I do, but some of my friends might be interested in what they're doing. So when we come away from this competition, which is scarcity mindset, and realize that no one is in competition, because even if I did exactly the same as somebody else, I've got a different approach. I'm a bit wacky. Look, I've got pink hair. And, you know, certain people might not come to me, which I'm fine about. You know, they might be more suited to somebody else. And I think when people get their head around this, that this is all a good thing. You know, even some of my friends might be interested in what I do, but they might prefer to go and work with somebody else. And again, I'm absolutely fine with that. The beauty is that having this platform, you get to attract the right fit for you. And like you said, the difference with podcasting, as you know, from social media, is you don't know. You don't know. You're safe. Like you say, you're not going to, if people aren't interested, they're just simply not listening. And so you wouldn't know. Whereas with social media, yeah, you can have people comment, or, you know, if they've misinterpreted what you've said. And then some people might not like or comment on your post because they don't want somebody else to see that they've liked. You know, it gets all a bit, it's all about the ego, I find, with social media. Whereas your podcast, you're building your reel. You get the chance to actually attract or even create your ideal audience. And it's safe, which I like.
Yes. Yes. We all like safe spaces, right? Yeah. I love that so much. I agree. There's so much around, like, when you pitched to be on my show, yeah, I was thinking, I don't tend to have other podcast producers on my show because my approach is very specific. And I was thinking, I was like, her approach could help somebody though. Like, you know, having this internal monologue, and I was like, yeah, let's talk, you know, because you're right. I do agree that if someone is not a fit for me, I will refer them to somebody else. I am more than happy to. And I'll be very clear with people. If you're type A, it's probably not going to work, because I like to have my hands in things. I like to kind of take it and run with it and control control it. And that's just how I like to approach it. So people who are like, yeah, just take it and have fun, those are the people I like to work with. Whereas people who have had their hands in their podcast and then want to offload it, I'm probably not the person for them. I can happily send them to somebody else because I want to make sure that it's a good working relationship, right? So I totally agree. There is no competition. And when you're talking about this network and this collaborative approach, podcasting can be such a lonely art. Right? Like you're literally in your room, you've got a microphone in front of you, you're probably looking at yourself on camera, and you're maybe talking to one other person. But it can be so lonely when you're going through all of this stuff together, like by yourself, the editing, the creating, and then you put it out there and you're like, okay, 10 people listened. That's 10 people. That's awesome. Do these numbers even make sense? Is anybody out there in the ether, right? Like we can feel so lonely. And I think what you're creating is so impactful because it allows the aspiring podcaster and the podcaster who's like, look, I want to create something that's impactful and raising vibrations, allows them to see that there are other people like them who are also, that is their mission, right? I think so often we focus so much on what separates us and what makes us different that when we take a moment to really just think about what things we have in common, it allows us to connect with people on such a deeper level. So I think what you're creating is so important. And I think that collaborative spaces for podcasters, I wish there were more because there are certainly not enough for all of the podcasters out there to find their commonalities, right? But to also encourage people that 150 downloads in the first 7 days is not bad. That's actually average, right? So like you're not getting thousands of downloads. That's okay. You're still doing better than a huge majority of podcasters out there. So I wish we had more spaces like that. So what you're creating, I think, is so impactful.
Thank you. And yes, we can get hooked up to the stats. And I think the important thing for people to realize is it's quality over quantity. You know, you want to make an impact, but you also, if you're using it to drive sales into your business, the numbers aren't so important as getting the right listeners that are going to resonate with your message. Because then you can bring them. It is all about bringing them into your world so that you can nurture those relationships. And I think that's the difference with social media. It's a bit more sort of transactional. Whereas this is more about, yeah, you want to build the relationships so that you can then move them into something that you do offer. I mean, we sort of focus on, look, why not have more of an immersive experience rather than a transaction from, you know, you give me your email and I'll give you a cheat sheet or a workbook or a this or a that. No, rather give them something that they can take away with them. Basically, what I'm trying to say is help people by helping them. It's actually really quite simple. But do it more as an immersive experience. So we say sort of interview sell and then events scale. And I suppose that's what we've tried to do is combine my whole process of doing a live event, but bring it into a virtual. And that's what we do through our podcast.
Yeah, the numbers really do not matter. You're right. It is the quality of the conversations. It is the quality of those listeners. We've had clients that they have had 300 downloads a month and still sold out all of their group programs because they were talking so specifically to the pain points of their listener and they were attracting those listeners that they were like, it's a no-brainer. Of course I want to work with you, right? So like, I think it does go back to creating something that is going to take your listener from where they are to where they want to be and being able to give all of that value. I mean, so often, especially on social media, right? There's like this, oh, secret sauce. It's like, it's you. That's the secret sauce. That's it. It's just you showing up, being you, attracting the right types of people, giving so much value. That is going to make the difference. And the podcast is a great way to do that because you have someone, I like to say it like this, like social media is those dopamine hits. They're literally, you're in competition with cat videos and no one can compete with cat videos. So instead, have a podcast where someone has said, I am going to listen to this person for the next 20, 30 minutes. You have that space. Take advantage of it. Give them as much as you possibly can.
Oh, good. I couldn't agree more. I mean, I don't know about you, but you know, you go on social media and what do? You're scrolling.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not paying attention. So everybody is stressing about what to post on social media. I've got to do a curiosity post, an engagement post, a value post, a this post, a that post. Not really. Use your podcast and use it in the written audio video format. That's all I do. I don't really do anything else. And what you said there is perfect because, and that's the thing, you don't have to fight for attention. Your podcast is about holding the attention.
Yes.
And that is what's going to get you the more sales into your program when it's the right fit for them, when it's the right time for the listener. And again, you have no idea. So there's no pressure on you. They are going to actually come to you. Somebody's constantly listening to what you've got to say and it's in resonance. When the time is right for them, they are going to come to you. And I think really that's the true attraction marketing. You know, I think we've got it all wrong, or a lot of people misunderstand this attraction marketing thing. I think podcasting, that is attraction marketing, because you are getting to hold the attention of the right people. And so, yeah, going back to don't worry about the numbers, because when it's the right time, as long as you've structured it and it's crystal clear on what you do, because for us it wasn't, like, hands up, it wasn't, it was all over the place. Now it is, it's shifted absolutely everything. And so now we're like, ah, why didn't we do this before? But it's all a journey, and it's a constant learning process, and things are changing all the time. But I think, you know, the last app I saw that podcasters are the most trusted. And I get that, because you are showing up as your authentic self every single time. And because you are just doing things in a conversational manner, you can't keep up a fake, you know, I'm switching. I've just had a thought process there. With the launch of AI, anybody can write a post on social media and have no knowledge or experience on, you know, AI has written it. AI has created the image now. Yes, you can do video with an AI voiceover. Whereas, hopefully, still now, with the podcast, it's you turning up as you. So I think the trust factor is only going one way because of the launch of AI. You're going to put yourself way ahead of the rest because you have built, you know, we talk so much about the know, like, and trust. And again, having a podcast is only going to enhance that even more in the coming years, I think.
Yes, I agree 100%. And yeah, it's incredible what AI can do and the tools that we can use it for. I mean, I'm introducing my kids to it because I know it's the future and I know that they're going to need to understand it and know it. And in the same sense, anyone can show up as an expert, which can feel a little like, do I trust people? Do I trust what they have to say? But for us podcasters who have been showing up for years now, it's like you can go to the catalog and see that I've been talking about this for years now, right? So I think that there's so much more power in what we've been able to create with having that backlog of information that people can go back to and listen to and get value from, because We've shown up. We've shown up regularly, right? And this is something that I was talking to a friend about recently, where she was talking about how she trusts people more when they show up within the frequency that they've said they are going to show up. So if it's a podcaster and maybe they skip a week or two and then they come back and they don't really mention why or what happened, she's like, I don't know that I trust to work with you anymore because you're not letting me know what happened. And so I think with podcasting, we've been able to create this consistently in showing up and adding value and creating something for people that it allows us to have that trust a lot more than people who are like, oh, well, I'm going off social media for another month.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I say to people, you know, 80% of it is just showing up. And yeah, you're so right. That is now people can look back. They know you're not going anywhere. You're in it now.
Yes.
There's no escape, right?
One of us. Yeah.
So yes, that only adds to it, doesn't it? So yes, it's a great place to be. I've met the most phenomenal people. I mean, look, where are you right now?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. I mean, I would not have met you if it wasn't for podcasting. And this is the beauty, is you actually don't know who you're going to get to talk to. And there could be collaborations further down the road. I mean, I took on a coach last year who is now my partner with a coaching program that we do for the podcast. So you don't know what's going to turn up and who you are going to sort of click with. And so I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I hadn't started.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if you want to do it, just start. You don't have to get it right at the beginning. I certainly didn't. Still not got it right. I mean, it's never going to be perfect, right?
Yes, very true. It's been years now. It's never perfect. And those, you know, it's so funny because my team will, every week I'm like, all right, what do I need to fix this week? Or what are my kind of quirks this week that I need to work on now that we've moved to video? And one team member goes, well, you started saying instead of and so, because that's typically my right, is and so. Is I started saying obviously a lot, and I'm an Enneagram one. So obviously it's just in my language because things typically are obvious to me. And so she said, in that episode, you said obviously a lot of times, and some of the things weren't really that obvious. So I took it out, and it's just like, you never get perfect. You just find other ways to fill the void. And then you're like, oh, well, now I got another thing to work on. Obviously.
Love it. And the thing is, it's okay, isn't it? It mm-hmm. It's absolutely fine. I think if people are waiting for things to be perfect, well, they'll never get it done. Just get it done. Just start, and people will come to you who are, the right fit for you.
Yes. Oh, so good. Karen, thank you so much. This has been so much fun. If people are like, ooh, I want to know more about the network, I want to know how I can work with Karen, can you let everybody know where they can find you? And we'll make sure that we have links for that in the show notes as well as the blog post.
Awesome. Well, I suppose the easiest thing is we run free monthly workshops to sort of help people, give them a sort of blueprint. And that's probably the initial thing, you know, to see whether it would be a right fit for you. And then moving from there is, if you want to join our network, you know, I love the coaching side of it. But again, what we found is sometimes even just giving people the platform or even giving them coaching, people overthink things and wait so much. And then it sort of never gets done. I mean, we've had people that have joined the network and never actually published their first podcast. And that was why we shifted into more sort of implementation mode, because it was like, I mean, that's just crazy to me. But it just obviously meant that they're overthinking it and putting it off and waiting till it's perfect. And I was like, no, that's got to stop, right? Okay, so it's not about the knowledge you acquire. You could have the best blueprint, the best structure. It's irrelevant if you don't actually implement what you've learned. Yeah, I suppose that would be the next logical step. It's free. So that's podcastprofitsunleashed.com/workshop. That'll be just a gentle introduction, and take it from there.
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Karen. This has been so fun.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I love what you're doing too. It's lovely to meet like-minded individuals. So thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Listeners to Leads. If you found something in this episode valuable, I would really appreciate it if you shared it with a friend who you know would also get value from it. Want to send me a message? My favorite place to hang out is Instagram. You can find me at alicia.galati. Let me know what your favorite takeaway was from the episode, And don't forget, turning those listeners into leads is actually easy.